The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Well, has the pandemic put young professionals at a disadvantage? I'm joined by Sharon McCooey, who is head of LinkedIn Ireland, to discuss the problems facing the working world post-pandemic, and particularly, Sharon, I suspect, young people, because there's an entire chunk of the workforce who will have gotten new jobs, who will have gotten new colleagues, who probably have yet to physically be in the room with any of the people with whom they now work.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. The pandemic has brought great advantages, including being, you know, flexibility, which graduates and young people absolutely love. However, about 75% of those graduates, those people aged between, you know, 16 and 34, feel that they've had a development dip. They haven't met their colleagues. They haven't. They've missed out on opportunities in terms of meeting others, learning through osmosis. So very much a development dip out there, and also employers. But 96% of those feel that those early in career have had that development dip.
And the development dip is the sort of the sit by our Nelly thing that's missing. You don't get to be with a more experienced staff member. You don't get to watch the way the more senior people work. Is it that simple?
It is that simple. It's probably three things. Just that office banter and relationships, meeting people. It's those being able to do presentations in person, and then meeting clients face to face. So they have not had those opportunities.
You mentioned the word osmosis. Does it get fixed by osmosis? Is it just that you bring people back into the office and that gradually self-repairs?
So a couple of things. We at LinkedIn have actually been doing a lot of online training. That doesn't make up for all elements of it. And we believe that bringing people back to the office, again, giving people flexibility, that hybrid approach, but definitely some time in the office, some time with clients, some time having face-to-face interactions. That could be anything from, you know, a lunch, a networking dinner, and also the office. So all of those things.
From a business perspective, has it been a good pandemic for LinkedIn?
So LinkedIn, yes, has had a great pandemic, especially when we talk about the community on LinkedIn. So there's 730 million members globally, 2 million members in Ireland, and we've seen significant increases in engagement. So people helping each other, people, you know, mentoring each other, coaching each other, helping each other get jobs. Especially those who obviously lost their jobs in the initial stages of the pandemic, helping people change industries. We've seen a lot of people change industries, a lot of people just change careers right now.
Did you have an interesting strategic challenge at the start of the pandemic? Because I'm sure there must have been discussions about whether or not you would try to muscle into the territory that a Teams would have, or a Google Hangouts, or a Zoom. Was there discussions and planning around the expansion of the platform to meet the new pandemic needs, or did you decide to stick to the knitting?
We very much stuck to the knitting. So two things. So I talked about that community, which we saw significant engagement, but also around helping people get jobs. So today there are about 14 million jobs open on the site. Three people every minute of every single day get a job on LinkedIn. So imagine that. So what we've seen is significant increases in remote working. So helping people get jobs in Ireland, for example, right now, it's about 15% up on the same time in 2019 around our hiring rate. So in terms of people are getting jobs, we're calling it the great reshuffle. I've heard it called the great resignation, but it's about that people are really thinking about how they get a job, why they do a job. People are changing to get flexibility if their current employer isn't giving them flexibility. So there's a lot of transition.
And what's your revenue model on that? Do you get your revenues entirely from advertising on the site? You don't get anything if you facilitate somebody getting a new job?
So the employers pay us for a tool which we call the recruiter. So they pay a subscription to use that to help them get employees.
So the more that you can have people available on the site, the more that you're able to have a pool from which those employers are able to pick.
Correct. And we also have a learning platform in which we have learning courses, and obviously we have our advertising platform.
How do you get people to migrate onto the site? Because LinkedIn, among the social media sites, it is perceived to be, anyway, probably the most grown up. It's sort of, you know, I put on the tie and I go on LinkedIn. Is it a challenge therefore to recruit younger and younger?
So our platform is very much aimed from the student leaving school, student entering university and onwards. So it's not in, it's not particularly for teenagers or secondary school going children. So it's very much university onwards. And it, we talk about the learning platform very much from that university student onwards. So lots of the universities around the world, including those in Ireland, use our learning platform. So the students are introduced there. They're also introduced to the platform as part of their education on how to get a job, graduate recruitment programs, etc.
We were chatting before the break, or during the break before the item started, about the sheer scale of LinkedIn's operations in Ireland now, nudging 1,800 people in total. What's your plan in respect to return to work for those 1,800 people?
Yeah, so we are, so today there are about 150 of our employees, or 1,800 in the office here in Dublin. We are very much going to, we're still sticking with the government guidelines in terms of health and making sure we all our employees are safe and well. So that's our number one priority. But in terms of getting people back into the office, over time we will open up more capacity in our office. So we expect that to happen over the next 3 to 4 months. Our employees, 87% of them want to spend some time in the office and some time working from home. So we're definitely.
What do you want?
We're definitely, we want to, we listen to our employees, we want what's best for them. And
but it's interesting, when I talk to some of your peer large tech companies, they get similar reactions from the employees. But behind closed doors, they will let you know they have a huge enthusiasm to get as many back in the building as soon as is possible and as permanently as possible. Is that the same in LinkedIn?
We very much believe it's a hybrid approach from now on. So some employees will choose to work remotely permanently, and we are good with that. And majority of our employees will work in a hybrid fashion. We think that this is going to work itself out over numbers of months, because people will want flexibility, but they also want to be able to change their mind. So they're going to look at the commute schedule. They're going to look at the crest schedule. They might decide they want to work on, you know, Wednesdays and Thursdays in the office, but the commute pattern mightn't actually work for that, and Monday and Friday might be better. So we think this is going to work itself out over time, and we want to be as flexible as we can as an employer to make sure we get you know, everyone gets to do their best work.
And do you see any risk that people who choose to work less in the office will subject themselves to the very development dip that we started talking about, that they won't be as present and therefore accessing the kind of organic learning and development and the organic opportunities for promotion that might be available to those who are in more often?
So it's actually interesting right now. We're currently changing our office and the way our office works so that people who are at home can feel part of an integrated part of a meeting. So looking at the ways technology is used, how, you know, screens are used, so that people can actually feel like they're in the office and that we can all work together, because we don't want a them and us in terms of, you know, those working from home are left behind or forgotten about, and those
which
working,
would be tricky. It'll be hard to get that to work.
It's a once in a generation. Like, this is a significant change, and I think it's going to work itself out over a number of years.
The final thing that I have to ask you is, in advance of your arrival, there was a discussion among the team about the fact that Ross O'Carroll Kelly's wife is one of your employees within LinkedIn, and we wanted to know how she's getting on.
I read about her every Saturday morning and we have a full discussion on it. And I believe she has an EMEA SMB role, if I hear.
Oh, she's significant. She's doing well.
I think she's doing really well. So I'm looking forward to meeting her soon.
It is delightful to hear, Sharon. Thank you so much. That is Sharon McCooey, who is head of LinkedIn Ireland.